Guys Night Out tomorrow night. That's at Pluckers in Addison. Hardline there at 3 o'clock, roundtables at 6. It's a very prize-intensive Guys Night Out. Check out theticket.com for complete details. 6:33, Wednesday morning with Musers. We're going to call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, the O-Deck with Gordon, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and A-Number One Air.
All right, we all play music, right? Junior, you got a guitar. Giorgio, you got a few guitars. I play guitar.
There's about eight of them.
Bass, have fun with friends. But I ordered, over the weekend, I ordered a musical instrument that I'm divided within myself over. I can't believe I ordered one of these things.
The recorder.
But I actually went online and did research to find out what is the best kind to get for the money. Was shocked to find out how expensive they get. Giorgio, you nailed it.
No.
I have purchased a recorder.
What
that
made
is
you
a,
do that?
That can never sound good.
Well, this is what's strange about it, is that there is a whole American Recorder Society. These are all adults. And there is, they're connoisseurs of the recorder. And there's all kinds of music written for the recorder. And I've always associated it as, you know, it's what you learned in first grade or third grade or whenever that was we played the recorder.
The only time it sounded good, do they use it on the SpongeBob theme? Is that a...
I don't know if that's a recorder.
That may be a flute. I don't know.
Yeah.
That is a whip instrument. All my kids had to play that and would just wear you out with... It didn't have a good tone.
Remember, it would always go wide on you. It'd squeak up. I don't know. Well, I had a song flute, my own personal song flute. At home, and I couldn't find that one from my childhood. I had had it for years.
It was my song flute.
And so I was thinking of, I'll go ahead and get a recorder, and then I go online and start, you know, searching what's a good recorder to get, you know, just for a few bucks, something like that. And they range in price all the way from $2 to like $2,000.
You should not spend more than $2.
For a recorder.
What did you spend?
I spent $25.
Okay. Why don't you just ask me? I think I got one of the kids still at home.
Because I wanted the Yamaha imitation rosewood grain, wood grain.
And you're
going
to learn to play this.
I'm going to try. I'm going to play Hot Cross Buns. I'm going to play two songs, Hot Cross Buns and Mary Had a Little Lamb. But you ought to see the treatises written on this stuff about the proper breath control. And I haven't quite been able to master my Mulhausen 3000 or whatever they're talking about.
No.
I mean, it is talked about like wine or coffee or guitar or any other... endeavor in which you really get into it, and there's all kinds of nuances and intricacies. That's the way these people talk about recorders.
Who's the greatest player of the recorder ever?
A guy named Chris Strompolis in my second grade class.
He was awesome.
He was great.
That instrument just never sounds good.
That's what I'm thinking, but did
you listen to some of the stuff that sounded good?
They go through and they compare all the different ones, and this one has a much more breathy tone, and if you want to go with something that's a little more shrill, but it has more pitch control, then you go with this one. And so I'll work up a song, and I'll perform it up here in studio.
That'd
Heck
be great.
That. Do it at Summer Bash. Whip everyone with it there. Play
that
some Hot Cross Buns there.
Would be awesome.
Do a whole song, like a 10-minute song on
the
recorder.
Yeah, 10-minute, yeah. Make sure it's at least
then,
10 minutes.
Then I'll play a little bit, and I'll stop and say, okay, this is for the alto recorder part.
Okay, hold on.
But yeah, they have alto recorders and sopranos and bass recorders. There's all different sizes of them. Some of them get really big.
That's not a recorder at the beginning of the Titanic theme, is it?
What is that? I don't remember. I don't know. Is that
what do you want?
Be.
Purple?
Either one. All right, I'm going to play a little bit of recorder. Here we go. This will be on purple.
All right.
All right. This is
this is you playing
purple. No, this isn't. Now, this girl's good.
What a whip, though.
Okay. still sounds like Bubo the Owl from Clash of Titans.
Just jamming.
Is it that different? She's pretty hot, too, this girl playing it.
Is it that different from a flute?
Yeah, I think a flute sounds more natural. These always sound weird. Dang, she's good. Good looking.
I kind of like this.
So see? What do you think about that?
I think I'm going to get a recorder.
No, you're not. That's the best recorder song I've heard, but it's still a whip.
I don't know that this is a recorder.
Well, the very beginning of it.
That's the only one I could find. I could try to find the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Here, let's hear this guy play here. Now, he's got a lower register one. I'm getting a traditional soprano recorder like we all used to play in school.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. All right,
one with no tone.
Is it the... none of them have any tone, Giorgio. So, but it's not the most whip instrument. I got to thinking... At first, I was thinking, you know, this is the most whip instrument I could get. And then I got to thinking of instruments and going, no, there's a lot that I would consider higher than that. I think that the... first of all, I think the accordion gets a bad rap. A lot of people put that on a hated instrument thing. But is there anything better in France when you're strolling the Seine to hear the guy playing the accordion?
I love the accordion. My Uncle Ted played the accordion, and every family gathering he would bring it out of the closet, play the accordion. I thought it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff in the closet with Uncle Ted, wasn't there? the xylophone, I think, is a whip. The xylophone is always a whip. That harsh metal clank sound, and you always get double hit on it.
And boy, the high school band always has to have a big piece for them.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of or the middle of a song.
Xylophones need to go away.
Okay. Take the kazoo with them.
Yes, the kazoo, I think, may be the most beaten instrument.
Yes, that is such a rip.
That's almost not an instrument. It's just a toy.
It's a noisemaker.
Yeah.
I don't think the triangle should be considered an instrument.
No, but I guess it is.
And I remember there was some piece of music in elementary school where I was in charge of playing the triangle. And I think that was the big... And I thought that was... That's not a triangle. That's it's a receptionist bell. How about the...
Jew's harp.
What is that?
Sometimes we haven't renamed that yet.
Sometimes it's called the jaw harp or the Ozark harp. You know what that one is?
Mm-mm.
That's the one that sounds like... kind of makes you sound intergalactic planetary.
That's awesome.
Well, this guy's particularly good at it. Such a waste of time. And it just goes on and on like that. I think the biggest beating of an instrument is without a doubt the washboard.
Yeah.
Only played by people who are wearing overalls.
Yes. It is such a last resort instrument. When was the last time you had a friend that ordered a washboard online and did research finding what is the best sounding washboard?
That was the same friend who ordered spoons to play.
Yes. Do you know how to play spoons?
A little bit.
We used to have
I'm pretty good.
Really?
There's no way.
I grew up in Oklahoma. Of course I know how to play the spoons.
Let's see. I want to hear a good spoons player. All right. We got to go?
Yeah, we got to go.
Dang it.
All right, tomorrow at this time, we'll talk about playing the spoons.
Playing the spoons. That is so low rent.
This hour of the Dunham and Miller Show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano.
Plucker, we don't even know her, but there's plenty of time for that during G&O at Pluckers in Addison tomorrow from 3 till 8. We're giving away a trip to Mexico, so you better be there. From Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
All right, we're going to talk about the Sean Lee injury with David Moore, the Ranch Report coming up here at 9:35. Stay tuned for that. Talk about Plan B now for the Cowboys at middle linebacker. First, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by CrestCars.com.
Thank you, Miller Man. Well, look at here. Somebody sends me this picture. As a matter of fact, it was YJ, P1YJ. He says, this is your one and only full-blown purebred Chinese P1, Joe in Lakewood. Okay, you can just go buy Joe in Lakewood, can't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, with you, everyone thinks they have to make it identify which race they're a part of, so...
I don't care which race anyone's
a part of. You're all about racialist humor.
That is not a word, I don't think. Racialist.
No way.
And I guess during the anthology of the various skippers the Texas Rangers had, they showed Junior Miller. Look at young Junior Miller. Look how
Johnny
happy
Oates.
You are. You're so happy there with Johnny Oates.
Mm-hmm.
The late, great
Johnny Oates.
Indeed. Johnny doesn't look too happy there, but...
He's got a pie in his face. Or is that champagne?
I think it's champagne in you. But were you happy doing that job? I've always thought Junior is never happier than when he's on television.
I know.
He loves FaceTime on television.
Give me radio 1 million times over television.
Why doesn't anyone ever believe us when we say that?
I don't know, but having done both, radio is so much more fun. You've got so much more creative license. You've got... It's like when we come in here in the morning, we put in 4.5 hours of work for a 4.5 hour product. But TV, you see reporters put in 6 hours of work for a 1 minute story.
I know it.
It's just the...
It's a beating.
It is a beating.
TV's a beating. And in radio, you have so much more control over your own product, too. You know, and TV, you got to go in. If you're doing studio stuff, it's lighting and costumes and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Then the camera guy didn't get the right shot, maybe, or perhaps someone walked into the field of view. Let's do it again.
Well,
it's like when we did that little 15-second promo with our buddies at Channel 8 for the morning show.
It took us three hours.
Man.
It was like 3 hours to do 15 seconds worth of video. It's a lot of work. TV's a lot of work. So that's why radio is our favorite, because we're lazy.
Yes.
It's interesting that musical instruments came up twice today. Once this morning when I announced that I had purchased a recorder, that little fake flute type thing that we play in elementary school. I went online and researched and got myself a really nice recorder. Because that's going to be my new instrument of choice.
No, it's not.
I want to be the first guy in a band to be the recorder player / lead singer. So, and then in the segment at 8:15, we were talking about the 10,000 hours and what would you like to dedicate 10,000 hours to in order to get really, really good at something. Giorgio, you mentioned piano. I said guitar.
I said guitar first.
Right, but you also mentioned piano. And I said, come on, piano doesn't get girls. And we all know that's the point of life. Unless you're that kid out there in Santa Barbara, you should focus on other things.
Other things.
Or you should have.
Too late.
Anyway, John, P1 John, says that he picked up piano and guitar after his SMU radio days with Rich. I guess he was. And he said, piano by a mile. And he worded it in a way that
can't be repeated.
He just refers to panties and in this and what the moisture content of the panties.
Okay.
All right.
But he says that piano was the thing.
Why is he wearing panties while playing the piano?
No, you don't understand. But he said that women were much more turned on by the pianer than the gitter. I think that he must be lying. I don't have any proof, but a little gut check here tells me the guitar gets more. So maybe you're right, Giorgio, and I apologize to you.
That's okay.
For that. We're also mentioning whip instruments, and I forgot to talk about the ukulele, one of the most divisive of all the instruments. I think ukulele sounds like a beating.
I love
it. It's like you just get a little guitar then. It sounds a little bit fuller. It doesn't have the nylon strings that make it sound kind of weak. Now, if you're the Jimi Hendrix of ukulele, like that guy who was in the studio, it was like the Chinese Jimi Hendrix
of
ukulele. He was awesome. But
no one can play it like that.
In general, whenever Marilyn Monroe would pick up that stupid ukulele, I would always tune out.
I love ukulele music.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I bought the soundtrack to The Descendants. It's got all that Hawaiian music. It's all ukulele.
Yeah.
It's awesome. so relaxing.
That one fat guy's good when he sings Over the Rainbow.
What?
I think he's dead.
I just look at him as a singer. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I forget what his name is. Yeah,
Don Ho?
No.
No.
What was that guy's name?
The one fat guy that sang
great
Over the Rainbow?
This is a Hawaiian
guy.
Yeah,
you know,
really good.
It's the guy from Hawaii that has the...
Just the little nice vocal at the beginning, yeah.
Hold on, let's see. Fat guy.
Israel Kamakawuleli? Something like that? Yeah. I think that's his name.
Israel Ukulele?
When did he perform this?
It was big... A
couple Thursdays ago. Let's see.
Early aughts, I think.
Yeah, this may be him. Pull this up. This will be on Purple.
93.
It was on a movie.
Not Purple!
It was in a movie or two.
What's that?
It was in a movie or two.
Was it in the Descendants? It's not on that soundtrack?
No, I think it was on the Adam Sandler one.
How?
51st Dates.
51st Dates, thank
stopped
you. Great
working.
Trade.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, I can't get the internet to work. Right. We could have listened to...
I got it in here if you
okay,
want
play
it.
Israel's Over the Rainbow. Let me see if this is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, gosh.
Noonie, huh?
Oh,
advertisement.
An advertisement for Godzilla or something.
From 92 feet. From 92 feet. Cliff Diving World Series. Possum Kingdom Lake. Jim
All right, don't
then, you don't have to skip this ad option?
I did not.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, I think this is it.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, this
is great.
This
song is good.
Despite the ukulele,
no, I mean
this is
the
good.
Ukulele. What's wrong with the ukulele?
Oh, that part's bad.
He is really fat.
Well, I don't think he's alive anymore.
Was.
Oh.
Now, he eventually starts singing.
He is right now.
Uh-oh. Better than it was.
It's great.
Look.
Okay. Cut the fat guy playing ukulele. This is truly good music. Now, this is a beautiful song mixed with my new favorite instrument, the recorder.
This is going to suck. I'm telling you right now.
This is really good. This is the Titanic theme song. We all love Celine Dion. If there's one thing the P1s know about us is that the three of us love Celine Dion.
Can you confirm that the original version is a recorder, the one that made the movie?
I can't confirm that, but I'm pretty sure.
Is?
I'm pretty sure it is.
All right.
But I haven't read an article with Celine Dion confirming it. But here is My Heart Will Go On, played on recorder, the little plastic flute that we used in elementary school. See? Sounds pretty good, right?
That song sucks.
Hold on, Danny. Now, that's not a recorder right there.
No. This is what I think of when I think recorder. It's this.
Is this a sixth grade talent show?
Get ready, I'm doing it at Summer Bash.
You will get things thrown at you if you do this.
That's a little low for me there. Why did you get the squeak all the time on that thing?
My ears were bleeding. Stop.
Hey, Space
this
People.
This is a beautiful song.
Do they use the recorder? Is that the kazoo on Space
Ooh,
People?
Space do we people. Have Space People? Fake Jerry, do we have Space People?
That may be a recorder.
I think it is.
Hmm.
All right,
well,
hold
then
on.
That's the best recorder song ever.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's one in the background. You bet.
It?
Yeah.
They come from space, so they don't come from here.
to record it. This one time at Summer Bash, I think.
Yeah, I think it's ticket stock.
They're all playing at different rhythms and.
It sounds like Mushmouth singing.
Remember, people used to think it sounded like me?
Yeah.
And that's why I sang it at ticket stock, I think it was.
And remember, we used to play this as our filler music when we're waiting on a guest to get on the phone. Yeah. Roll Space People. Okay.
It never ends.
Unbelievable. Okay, so.
You will not play a recorder more than once.
Okay, here's the deal. If I get good on it. And by the way, I think there's other instruments that are beatings to own and play, but I think are beautiful instruments. Like the, I think the harp is a gorgeous instrument. But I could never imagine choosing to play the harp, because the stuff in that thing in the back of your Kia to head out to practice, what an amazing beating that is. And then you know, change temperatures real quick, taking it into somebody's, you know, garage to practice, and then all of a sudden, oh crap, I gotta tune this thing. Hold on a second. All right, I tuned the low E string. Hold on a second. I got 246 more strings to go.
Harpo, the greatest harp player of all time?
I don't know. He's the only one I know. So he's both the greatest and the worst of all time in my book.
When I was a kid, my friend Pete Winkenbach, his mom played the harp.
Fake hold name, it. Fake name. Time
everything,
out.
Everything about that story
time
is 100%
no,
true.
There's no way. You completely just made up a name.
It is 100%.
You tried to blow it by us.
It's 100% true.
What's
Mrs.
his name?
Mrs. Winkenbach?
Pete Winkenbach. His mom's name was Genevieve, and she played the harp.
Oh, whatever.
Genevieve.
She used to play
Come
the
on,
harp.
Okay.
She used to play the harp on Sundays at Sirloin Stockade.
No! Okay, see?
I
this
swear.
Is a Clarence story.
I swear
it's
to God.
Is that the steak place with the big Hereford bull on it?
Yeah. Yes. I swear to God, every bit of that story is true.
Nobody's ever played a harp on Sundays at the Sirloin Stockade.
I swear.
Whatever. The other big beating of an instrument, the one that I almost chose to play, was the bass fiddle. The big old thing, big old bow fiddle. And I think that that would have turned me off from music for forever if I had chosen to actually do that. Gone into orchestra and played that stupid thing.
Really?
Yeah. You saw what
the
I did.
Stand-up bass is cool.
You saw what I did to the one that was in the old studio.
Yeah, you wrong.
Or I think Norm did, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Put a foot through it once. He was looking for a soul to steal. What is this? It's a different kind of fiddle. I said bass fiddle. That's okay. You tried. And then, my recorder, Giorgio, you're going to play piano. I'll play recorder, and we'll do My Heart Will Go On. But only if Junior Miller sings it.
Okay.
All right.
Will you sing that song?
I can't sing.
Yeah, you can. You have a beautiful voice.
I can't play
voice.
Piano.
I do not have a
you
beautiful
do. You
voice.
You have a beautiful voice.
I have the worst singing voice in America.
Well, now that doesn't sound like you're encouraging yourself very much. No, you have a beautiful singing voice. You just have some control issues.
Some?
Yes, and we're going to do it, and P1s can see it at Ticket Stock, coming up next.